Good morning. Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are affectionately also known as WOLF. My name is Molly Devine. I use the pronouns she and her, but I answer to a bevy of names, including, but not limited to, mom, grandma, nanny, dear, honey, honey bear, girlfriend, babe, crone, to whom it may concern, and current resident. However you wish to address me, it is my privilege to be part of this morning's service. Whoever and wherever you are at this moment, we want you to know that you are welcome here, regardless of your age or abilities, the color of your skin, or where you were born. Regardless of whom you love and how you identify your gender, if you do, whatever your spiritual practices may be, or if you have none, whatever names you answer to, we are glad that you are with us here this morning. I would like to especially welcome newcomers and visitors, whether with us here in person or joining us online. For those here in the sanctuary, let's take a moment to look around and greet our neighbors, especially those we don't know well.
We can finish these conversations at our coffee hour. Good morning. I'm Christine Leffler, and I'll be your lay leader today for our summer solstice service. And we're going to start with lighting the chalice. And is Lucy here? Oh, are they both on?
Yes.
That's not good.
I haven't seen her yet.
Okay. Since Lucy's not here, would someone else light? Oh, I think Paisley will light our chalice. I was going to say, she's a frequent chalice lighter. I was going to offer it to someone else. Okay, it's all good. So in summer solstice, we have a blessings of abundance this time of year. Blessings of extra sunlight, prosperity, and growth in your life. May you reap the fruits of your labor and experience this abundance in all areas of your life. And now we have a special music offering.
Sun, 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 here it comes.
And now we'll say our affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and wondrous. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. Let's open our hearts to love ourselves and our neighbors. I'm going to open with one of my favorite poems. I think I became a lay leader just to read poetry to you all. It's an old familiar if you're a UU. Summer's Day by Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention. How to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
So we'll now be doing The Earth is Our Mother. It's 1073 in the Green Teal Hymnal if you're wanting to follow along with the music. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. Her sacred ground we walk upon. With every step we take, her sacred ground we walk upon. With every step we take. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. The sky is our father. We will take care of him. The sky is our father. We will take care of him. Of him. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. The sea is our sister. We will take care of her. The sea is our sister. We will take care of her. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. The forest is our brother. We will take care of him. The forest is our brother. We will take care of him. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young. Hey, younger, ho, younger, hey, young, young.
On this summer solstice, let us be filled with gratitude for the abundance of sunlight that lets everything thrive. the plants in our gardens, the berries and vegetables grown for our tables. In all this daylight, our spirits feel renewed with energy, vitality, and a sense of inner joy. May the warm rays of the sun revitalize your spirit and bring you a fresh start.
Hello, everybody. Any kids that want to come sit in the front row are welcome to. We read our solstice story today. I'm really ready and on top of it. Today's story is called Summer, A Solstice Story by Kelsey Gross. In the sliver of time between night and day, the forest is silent and still. Fireflies fade, crickets grow quiet, and owl returns to his perch to peacefully dream until dazzling rays pierce through the pines, coaxing owl to wake. Dawn's dew sizzles into muggy mist, and robins sing, "Wee-oo, wee-ay, today is the longest day of the year. Summer solstice is here." Owl won't sleep on this special day. He sweeps over swaying grasses, brambles packed with berries, patches of dancing daisies. The world buzzes and beckons, ready for new life. Owl circles above a secret glade. Who will help send off our young? Let's bring them gifts of love and light and help to make their futures bright. Squirrel shares crisp sprouts, a loving wish that the young creatures will always have plenty to eat. May you all shine bright with solstice light. Raccoon offers sips from the sparkling stream, a loving wish that they'll always have fresh water to drink. May you all glow bright with solstice light. Bear tosses tender moss, a loving wish that they'll always have a peaceful place to rest. May you shimmer bright with solstice light. Sparrow fans out downy feathers, a loving wish that they'll always have soft landings. May you all gleam bright with solstice light. Rabbit passes out colorful flowers, a loving wish that they'll always see beauty wherever they go. May you all blaze bright with solstice light. Woodpecker twirls winged maple seeds, a loving wish that they'll always have thrilling adventures. May you sparkle bright with solstice light. Deer presents heart-shaped berries, a loving wish that they'll always have caring friends. May you all shine bright with solstice light. Owl bids the young to gather near. Let the gifts of solstice light guide you through each day and night. Before you go, let's have some fun. The summer season has begun. Flapping, hopping, bounding, galloping, old and young dance in the steaming sun, splash in the brisk stream, and savor a forest feast. When the sun begins its sleepy slide, families hug and say goodbye. Owl hoots a fond farewell, just as the sun lights up each day. Our love for you will never change. Your spirits shine just like the sun. Go and share your love with everyone. That's so cute, right? My name's Izzy. I'm the DRE here at Wolf, in charge of the children's programming. Today we're going to do a little walk through our woods and look at some birds. And we're hoping in the future to do a lot more nature curriculum here on our campus for our kids. We want to use our woods to help educate them about the world and our values as Unitarian Universalists. Our regular programming is suspended until September, so if you're expecting pancake breakfasts or family dinners in the next couple of months, those will resume again in the fall when we start our regular programming. And for now, all the kids of all ages will be all together, learning together, getting to know each other, and building their youth community. You can find our schedule of RE events out on the table in the foyer if you would like to know what's going on. So now we can stand up and form arches across the walkway, and the kids can walk out to their classrooms.
Let's take a minute to sit up tall in our chairs, maybe putting both feet on the ground. These are all suggestions. You can do as you like or as you need to. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, you can close your eyes. If you don't want to, maybe look down your nose towards the floor or the ground, or just admire your own nose. And maybe start to breathe a little deeper. And maybe start to breathe a little slower. Can your shoulders drop down a little bit? Can your chin find somewhere comfortable so your neck is not stretching up or down? How do you feel today? Take a deep, full breath in and a deep, full breath out. And when you're ready, let your eyes come open. Swans at Brodgar. Brodgar is a circle of rocks in the North Islands above Scotland. A poem by George Mackay Brown. Circles everywhere. Everything that sets out must complete a journey. What appears to us voyagers a tangle, random blunderings, is seen angel vantaged, as certain as the star wheel or the journey from a root that ends in the June rose. The seed, the bequest, will quicken again under snow. Circles compel us everywhere. Sun and stone and bird flight, ancient wisdom knew the law of circles, instructing the quarrymen and masons of Brodgar in the purity and inevitability of stone setting. And the great white birds caught in a random circle of repose will rise again. There's so much happiness in this world. Goodness, love, and beauty grow within and all around us. Together here, we create a circle of celebration deep enough to hold all the joy in our lives. There is so much pain in this world. Each of us know loss and suffering. Together here, we create a circle of compassion wide enough to hold all the sorrow in our lives. We'll now take a moment of silent reflection. And when the music begins, please feel free to come forward if you like and pick up a stone representing either your joy or your sorrow or both and place it in the water. The water represents our circle of community. And if you choose to come forward, please come up this aisle and return down. Thank you.
Glioblastoma removed.
This is a stone of immense gratitude. I have been the recipient of the generosity of others. And whoever my anonymous gift giver is, I don't know if they're Facebook friends or Wolf friends, I am so thankful and so grateful.
This is for hoping for resolution for several issues for our daughter Julia and in our, shall we say, we have an HOA, Homes Association, and they, yeah.
This is for my choir director and friend John Bowling as he navigates through a very difficult time.
And this stone represents all joys and sorrows not expressed out loud here today.
All right. Shall we sing together again? Let's do 1064 Blue Boat Home.
The
Come up and read from four different traditions about the summer solstice, starting with Stephanie.
From the Japanese tradition, heaven and earth are one. There is no barrier between them. The high heavenly lane covers all the countries of the world. The heaven shining goddess rules the heavenly plane for all time to come. This heaven-shining goddess is none other than the sun, which today casts its gracious light over the world, casting her light to the very ends of heaven and earth and for all time. Mator Naranga, 1801.
And this is from the Buddhist tradition. Oh, wonderful! The sun arises and all the world is lighted. So wake our mind to truth and see it.
This is from the Maitri Upanishads, which are from the Hindu tradition. The golden person is in the sun, is in the same who enters within interlotus of the heart to feed upon the transient images of the world. And this is the same who in the sky as fire of the sun we call time, the unperceived devourer of all transient beings.
From the Pawnee Indian tradition. Whoever is touched by the first rays of the sun in the morning receives new life from the power above. The sun comes from the creator of life. Its ray is the bearer of life. Behold, hither comes the ray of the sun. They pass over all the land, and they come to us to touch us and give us strength.
Good morning.
This morning, I'd like to share a very brief exploration about the summer solstice from a scientific, historical perspective to a joyful contemporary celebration. I'm both excited and a wee bit intimidated to be here this morning. Excited because it's a joy to be here with you. And I'm a little intimidated because of so many wonderful and inspiring words of wisdom I've heard from others presented here. I'm following in some remarkable footsteps. First, a short explanation of what summer solstice represents scientifically. The summer solstice occurs at the moment when the Earth's tilt toward the sun is at a maximum. Therefore, on the day of summer solstice, the sun appears at its highest elevation with a noontime position that changes very little for several days, both before and after the summer solstice. A fun note, this year the summer solstice was on June 20th at 1:50 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, the earliest it's been in 228 years since 1796. That was the moment when the sun reached its highest point in the sky in a year. Think about that. That's a long time. The solstice marks the height of the sun, but the hottest weather often comes a month or two later. And that is because the land and the oceans have to warm up too before the truly hot summer heat usually arrives. This phenomenon is called the lag of the seasons. While spring equinox begins this journey and represents new beginnings, the summer solstice represents the next step of this divine rhythm. Summer solstice reminds us to turn inward and find nourishment we need to grow and evolve. One of the most interesting aspects of solstice observations to me is how universal they are throughout both many ancient and contemporary cultures. Each culture celebrates with distinct differences. The Egyptians honored the sun god Re. Chinese celebrate Yin, the female earth force. Celtics hold festivals in this time of Litha, and some Native American people perform the sun dance. Images abound of mysterious Stonehenge in England. Earlier in the service, we heard readings from Japanese, Buddhist, Hindu, and Pani traditions. Ever since winter solstice, the sun has been slowly growing and the days have been steadily getting longer. On the summer solstice, the sun reaches its peak and it completes its cycle of growth. This makes the summer solstice an excellent time to reflect on peak moments in your own life. So take just a few moments to think about some of those personal peak moments in your own life. Maybe it was completing a level of educational achievement, graduation from high school, college, or perhaps an advanced degree, surviving a military or athletic boot camp, being recognized for your performance in a work environment, such as being recognized as an employee of the month or of a territory. Maybe it was something that didn't start as a major achievement, but participating in and finishing a 5K, or a 10K, or a half marathon, or even a whole marathon at some point in your life. Maybe signing up for and showing up for ballroom dancing, golf, tennis, or pickleball lessons. Participating in a musical or dance recital, or the joy you felt in seeing your recent poem or recipe printed in a publication or online. Or maybe it was remembering the last pack of cigarettes you purchased. Beside remembering some of these personal peak moments, it is a time that I can remember some of the simple joys of summer as a child. Even as a young girl, I loved summer. Of course, no school, long, languid days of light and heat, time that made those days seem endless. Being outside in the evenings after dinner, playing with the neighborhood kids until the lights came on, which was our signal that it was time to return home. I love the freedom that felt like each day was an endless opportunity to be outdoors and to let my imagination run wild. And yes, I've always seemed to have an active imagination. Some of those lovely memories were of being able to walk each week to my local neighborhood library and check out a fresh batch of books with Nancy Drew high on my list of favorites. I would then walk across the street to our small local drugstore and with money from allowance or recent babysitting job, buy a six-pack package of Butterfinger candy bars to savor throughout the coming week, and then top off my outing with either a peppermint ice cream cone or fresh squeezed limeade from Dolly Madison to give me energy for the walk home. Then, when my weekly allotment of candy bars, and in the early afternoons, many days, I would go out in my backyard, and I'd sit in the shade of our old elm tree in one of those old rickety aluminum lounge chairs with the really sticky plastic stripes, and I would read my book, and I would daydream. And some days, beside eating my allotted candy bar, I loved to have a small bowl of grapes, and I would pretend I was Cleopatra, and I'd tip back my head to allow my slave to feed me individual grapes over my shoulder. Well, it was my fantasy, and I thoroughly enjoyed my fantasy world in my own backyard. Think about some of your favorite summer memories. Close your eyes and listen and feel summer as I share a favorite summer meditation by Macarena Weidenker. Listening to summer. Out of her pastel green pitcher, spring is pouring forth summer, and I am listening. Out of her youthful, energetic body, summer is flowing, and I am listening. I am listening to earth leaning closer to the sun. I am listening to the heat breathing through the gardens, drawing life out of seeds, calling plants to fruition, whispering fulfillment to the flowers. I am listening to the growing circle of life. I am listening to the ripening in the orchards, in the vineyards, in the garden, in the grain fields. I'm listening to the ripening in my heart. I am listening to the summer of my soul, to the dance of life within me, to the fruitful struggle of all that yearns for life, to the perspiration that sweats out toxic poisonings. I am listening to the warmth of summer. I am listening to the song of the gardener bringing food to the table. I am listening to the meadow's promise of winter hay for hungry cattle. I am listening to Mother Earth growing with wild abandon. I am listening to summer songs of leisure and renewal. I am listening to the sound of happy voices playing on the beaches, shouting at ball games, sharing stories on porches and at potlucks. I am listening to bare feet, laughter, fishing poles, to summer picnics, and sometimes even mosquitoes. I am listening to the spaces in between the green. I am listening to young birds testing out their wings. I am listening to morning filled up with sunlight. I am listening to the music of evening twilight. I am listening to the night chant of a thousand tiny creatures. I am listening to fruitfulness spilling from the earth's rich womb. I am listening to happy potatoes growing round beneath the ground. I am listening to the green cathedral of the forest, to the stars that peep through summer branches. I am listening to spring handing over to summer. I am listening to the poetry of summer. I am listening. So the years, including the summer, started to fly by. Once I entered my teen years and began to hold down even part-time summer jobs, the summer seemed to shorten. I still managed to make time for activities with my friends, but the long, languid hours spent reading and daydreaming diminished. However, I began to notice the importance of my well-being of being outdoors, even if only for a few minutes at a time. I loved noticing the differences in the landscape even a few days could make. I began to really relish thinking about and noticing those differences. I could see and appreciate the resilience of nature. I began to feel connected and to gain strength from seeing, though, even though everything changes, there is a core, a framework, a connectedness that I could see in nature and found it brought me strength when I was feeling drained and exhausted. It gave me hope. When I connected with a small group of women and we began to explore some pagan traditions and celebrations, realizing we were and calling ourselves a coven, I realized how earth-centered we were. I felt like I was coming home. I wasn't the first person to feel the connection between nature and my well-being. I began to study some of these beliefs and celebrations and was empowered by the knowledge I was gaining. Being connected to nature and the wheel of life fills me with strength and contentment. I do love my creature comforts, and I will never be one that will willingly endure extremes of outdoor weather. But I do appreciate being able to get outside for at least a few minutes each day. I became a tree hugger even before I moved to the Pacific Northwest. Even being able to look out a window and see greenery and sunlight greatly improves my mental attitude. I have found nature has become my best medicine. Here are a few short and simple I am affirmations that resonate with these intentions. I am a radiant being, connecting deeply with the abundant energy of the summer sun and nurturing my spiritual growth with its warm embrace. I am a vessel of divine light, embracing the vibrant colors of nature around me and allowing their beauty to inspire and uplift my spiritual journey. I am attuned to the rhythm of the summer breeze, inviting it to carry away any negativity and filling my soul with a sense of tranquility and inner peace. I am connected to the healing power of the summer oceans, immersing myself in their vast depths and allowing their gentle waves to cleanse and purify my spirit. I am aligned with the vibrant life force of summer's flooding flowers, witnessing their graceful transformation and embracing their wisdom as I blossom into my fullest spiritual potential. The knowledge of the ancients from around the world can still hold great meaning for us today. It is such a gift to be able to tap into collected understanding of our natural world, for us to remember the lessons of the importance of cycles, of rest, of growth, of retreat, of loss, and of rebirth. Our culture is just rediscovering that connectedness and communication between plants and animals that we had collectively forgotten or disregarded, but which have so much to offer us as examples of life cycles. Such is the gift of summer solstice. As we take the time this morning to reflect on the meaning of the solstice, I would like to share some O antiphons for summer. O breath of summer, come. Come with your warm winds. Breathe on all within us that resist growth. Temper our desire to be in control. Raise up some wildness in us. O come. O greens of plenty, come. Come bless us with your wealth. Sustain us with your abundance. Remind us of the world's hunger. Nudge us to give from our fullness. O come. O dazzling sun, come. Come with your golden rays. Anoint us with your energizing beams. Recharge us with your radiant vitality. Refresh our overworked spirits. O come. O festivals, fireworks, feasts, and fairs, come. Come with barbecues, crafts, and games. Unite us in the common bond of our desire for joy. Entertain us with the simple things of life. Slip into our distracted hearts with every dawn. Expand our ability to see beauty in our world. O come. O summer word of God, come. Come with your transforming breath. Breathe on us until we are ripe with life. Fire us to be light for the world. Nourish us with your healing rays. O come. O source of growth and light, come. Come, encourage us to stretch toward light. Warm us with your abiding presence. Challenge our lethargic spirits. Walk with us into the deep green forest. O come. Our delightful time for all ages book this morning was The Lovely Summer, A Solstice Story. And I can't resist repeating a bit of the joyful message we heard earlier from that book. May you all shine bright with solstice light. May you all glow bright with solstice light. May you all shimmer bright with solstice light. May you all gleam bright with solstice light. May you all blaze bright with solstice light. May you all sparkle bright with solstice light. Let the gifts of solstice light guide you through each day and night. Before you go, let's have some fun. The summer season has begun. As you have patiently listened to me this morning, it may have occurred to you that the lively song that was sung earlier this morning, Here Comes the Sun, is actually not scientifically correct, because at the summer solstice, the days are becoming shorter rather than longer. So in closing, we would like to ask that you hear and join us in a reprise of Here Comes the Sun to a more accurate version for this joyful time of the year, using the words, there goes the sun. Solstice blessings. Namaste.
There goes the sun. There goes the sun. And I say, it's all right. There goes the sun.
As our time together comes to a close, we extinguish the flame of the chalice. And I have one final summer solstice blessing for you. As the sun spirals its longest dance, may you feel the warmth of its blessing. As nature shows bounty and fertility, may you feel its many blessings. May you live with loving intent to fulfill your truest destiny. Now rise as you are willing and able, and will the front rows turn to face the back for Carry the Flame.
Carry the flame.